And it's a special weekend in our family because this Sunday, my mom and dad, who are in Southern California, will celebrate their 66th wedding anniversary. And they've been together since they were 15 years old. And the things that they gave me most, I think, was watching the kindness between them. And sometimes we forget to be kind to each other. They showed me humor. They still laugh. This is the cutest thing. When we go to visit, they both have some hearing issues now. They're 88 and 90. And they'll be in their room, snuggled up in bed, and you know we're staying in the adjoining bedrooms, and you can hear them in there. You can hear them in there because they're talking so loud so they can hear each other. So you're lying there in bed, and you can hear them. And they are hysterical. And they still make each other laugh. And, you know, it's an amazing thing to witness. And you fall asleep thinking, man, they have more fun than we do. Yeah, it's amazing. And then, and last thing, and I think this is the thing that they taught me that was really the biggest thing I was looking for when I was looking for a husband, and that was the friendship that they share. They are best friends. I wanted to marry my best friend, and God allowed me to do that. And it was a special, special gift. And so we have a legacy in our family that has not only been a model to us, but to our kids. As they watch the grandparents really demonstrate what marriage was supposed to be. It's supposed to be forever. Mm. That's an important gift.
Well, we call them Mimi and Papa. Mimi's getting ready to be 88, and Papa's going to be 90 here in a few months. And they have been such models to me, and I have learned what it is to be devoted, and I've learned what love really is. When I watch those two, I can tell you this, they've made an impact on my life and how grateful. Earlier, Chris and I were talking about how we were a team and how we've been a team for 36 years, and I really believe God believes in dream teams. And, you know, as coaches, as athletes, we always say, what does it take to be a great team? And I really believe it takes, number one, trust, as we painted that picture of the couple skating, and it takes teamwork. And FCA has been wanting to influence young people across this nation now for 56 years. And I really believe we, as a group here, want to influence young athletes and coaches and young people across America. And I believe our marriages can do just that. I really believe that. That's why I want to share with you just briefly. I really think that there are a lot of young people out there today that haven't seen 57 years as I did with my folks, or 66 with Chris, or as you heard earlier, 65 or 46. They haven't seen marriages like that. And I've stopped to pause about what we were going to share this particular night, and I thought, you know, young people have a hard time today with relationships. Have you ever noticed that? You know, I've been doing rehab on my hip surgery that I had 6 weeks ago, and I watch young people today, and they're sitting next to each other, they're texting. I mean, they don't even talk to each other. They're so busy talking to someone on a screen. And I think about how they're so fearful and don't trust relationships. Better yet, they don't trust others. Better yet, they don't trust themselves. Not better yet, they don't trust God. Where are these young people? If they don't trust relationships and others and themselves and God, what's that all about? What has FCA taught me? So many things. We're so grateful of the exposure and the experiences we've had that our other family members haven't with this great ministry. But I still remember someone saying, values are caught, not taught. I don't know who said it in FCA camp. I took it and I ran with it as a dad. And I said, you know what? By God's grace and our grit, We're gonna be a team, and we're gonna model to our three children, and so they can go forward and have the experience in marriage as we have been blessed. You know, I think about athletes and coaches in this room, and guess what we are? Have you never heard an athlete say, I'm not interested in being a role model. That's not my job. My job's just to compete. Uh-huh. What's your job? Is your job to be a role model? A Christian marriage? There's young people out there right now. And all I want to encourage you to do is think about modeling the master every day. It's like that couple that starts on the ice and the lights and the beam are on them and everybody's watching. You've heard it said to you before. They're watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for allowing us to share. We're excited you're here. We can't wait to get to know you better. Please come up and say hello. Godspeed. Thanks.